many times have you watched the final play of that Super Bowl since it happened?
I actually don't. I don't watch it at all. If it come on TV, a commercial or something like that, I check it out. And other than that,
don't want to see it?
Nah, not really. I mean, it's over and done with. So I don't. I'm not that type of guy to just, you know, just keep watching something over and like, wow, I did that. That's not me.
Last year at this time, Perry Fuel was telling us that he thought you were going to make a quantum leap last year, that you were going to have a breakout season. How do you feel like your season went?
I think I had a pretty good season. I made the plays that came my way. My role changed a little bit, not that much. I wanted to be more involved in the defense, but that time, they didn't really call for it. I'm just, whatever it takes, you know, for us to win.
What did you identify as the biggest difference in this defense down the stretch, that final six-game winning streak, as opposed to maybe some sporadic play earlier on in the game last season?
I think we all just bought into the system, bought into the scheme. We had a lot of, you know, key guys go down early, so we had a lot of young guys in. And the defense, our defense is pretty complicated. And, you know, toward the end of the season, we got a lot of guys back healthy. Coach made the defense real simple so we could play fast. I think everybody just bought into the scheme instead of, you know, asking questions and not knowing exactly what to do.
How much does that apply now coming into this season?
Yeah, I mean, everybody got a good knowledge of the playbook, and I think it's going to help us out a lot.
Now that you have Antrell back at the other safety, he doesn't have to play third corner anymore. What do you expect out of the two of you this season?
Oh, man, sky's the limit. Just having another playmaker back there is going to allow me to take on put me in a better position to make plays and not have to, you know, always be the deep safety and try to play hero.
Kenny, people always ask about the team. Are you all the way back yet from the surgery? Do you feel like, you know, you're all the way back? Was last year the first year you felt like you didn't have to worry about it?
I would say I'm all the way back on MRI, so, you know, I'm pretty healthy. But it's something they said I've definitely have to maintain, you know, throughout my career. So I'm always rehabbing and just trying to get stronger.
What do you think about your going into your final year of your contract, Kenny? I mean, how much is that in your mind at all? Do you think about that at all?
Nah, I don't even think about that. I mean, money's not an issue to me right now. I'm just trying to finish the season healthy and make plays.
Would you talk about it if the club came to you and said, let's do a deal now?
I tell them to talk to the agent. I don't want nothing to do with that. I'm just going to play football.
Hey, what are your expectations?
I'll just get the ball. I mean, I had 4 interceptions last year. I feel like this year, if I'm more involved in defense, that number can go up, and that's really my goal.
When you say more involved in the defense, what do you mean by that?
For the most part, you know, I'm usually always back deep. You look like I'm catching punts, but I would like for that to change, you know, to be more involved in defense, just, you know, in the box, just around the ball more. And I think with Antrell going back to safety, Coach Perry, he will allow me to do that.
Charles kind of said the same thing, that he'd like to be a little bit more of a ball hawk. But last year, you guys, you know, had so many corners go down and your roles changed. Do you think this year you two will go back to kind of doing what you normally do?
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. We're both, I believe, playmakers, especially when the ball in the air. Just half of the time, we don't get that opportunity because of the position we're playing in. But I think him coming back to safety and Coach Perry going to, you know, draw some defense to get us more involved. So I think our interceptions will go up this year.
Yeah, I just think you can take more risks, maybe a little bit.
He probably would take more risks than I do, but I'm definitely going to back him up and we'll see what happens.
How frustrating was that for you last year playing that center field position?
It was tough. It was tough. I mean, you never want to go through a game and you'd be like, what happened? You know, just hoping someone breaks just so you can make a tackle. I mean, it's pretty bad, but toward the end of the season, I mean, just accepted the role. This is what it's going to take for us to win a game, and I just bought into it.
I mean, going into the season, that wasn't
planned
for you, right?
Nah, it wasn't. I think when guys start getting injured, it kind of forced Coach Perry's hand, and that was just me playing back there was, I guess, best for the team.
Ken, JPP said he's about 50% of where he can be. What do you think this kid can get at 23 years old?
Man.
16 and a half sacks last year.
JPP, I think he should have been Defensive Player of the Year last year. And I think he's going to win it this year. He's, like I said, sky's the limit for him. He's still learning the game, but he's just a natural talent, great talent. I mean, it don't take much for him to get going. He's even in practice, I mean, he's running to the ball. He's running past the DBs trying to get to the ball. He's just that type of guy.
Any more questions?
Thanks, Kenny.
You're welcome. Thanks, Kenny.